Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the channel. It's Denise Salcedo, and I'm super stoked to introduce to you my guest for today. She is the current TNA Wrestling Knockouts Champion and was in the Royal Rumble, Jordynne Grace. Jordynne, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Denise.
Yes, you know, oh my gosh, let's get right to it. So you have had a massive weekend, Jordynne. You were in the Royal Rumble as a surprise entrant, number 5. I want to start off by asking you, when you were in gorilla position, waiting for your turn, what was running through your mind?
Don't fuck anything up. Okay. to be realistic, like that was the main thing. You know, what's funny is one of the things that I was most worried about was the entrance, because obviously that's the first time that people are going to see me just on WWE in general. And so I wanted to look good. And I did fuck it up. I went out and I didn't even do my pose when I came out. I just like, I was so overwhelmed. I just like stood there and I was smiling. I looked around and I was like, all right, let me just get to the ring now. So I did fuck it up, but I didn't mess up anything in the ring, thank God. So that's all I could ask for.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I think it was just like the adrenaline clearly that you were feeling where you're just like, go, you know, it's my turn. But I got to tell you, like the second, like I saw like your name flash up on the screen and I'm like, oh my God, entrant number 5, it's Jordynne Grace. But when you went out there, Jordynne, oh my gosh, you were just like this powerhouse. Obviously we know that having seen your work in TNA, but it's just like you really, really showed that in the Rumble and you looked great. So I want to ask you, how did you feel about your performance in the Rumble?
It went really well. Like all the girls they made me look incredible. And thank God for that because like they're there and they could, the WWE fans can see them every week if they wanted to, but that was, I only have one chance. Like, I felt like my career was riding on that. Like, that's just how it felt. And for all the girls to just make me look as good as they made me look, it was incredible.
You had some really great moments, and I want to touch on those. The first one being that moment with Naomi, a former Knockouts champion. You guys hug, and then you guys start, like, just, like, going at it. What was that even like? Like, was it deja vu? I don't know.
First of all, the reaction we got was so cool. I didn't expect like all the people to kind of know our history. So the fact that when we were standing off initially, they had that reaction, we hugged, they had a reaction. And then when we started fighting, they had a reaction. It was so perfect. It was chef's kiss. That was so freaking cool. And the fact that we wrestled, 2 weeks ago in front of a sold out crowd for TNA, their comeback show, like for the Knockouts world title, everything was just so perfect.
I love that. The other moments I want to touch on are the interactions that you had with Ivy Nile, because, you know, she's also, you know, a powerhouse individual herself. And then the elimination moment with Bianca Belair giving you the kiss of death and the ring apron was crazy. Talk to us about those moments.
I just feel like everything about what I did in the ring was representative of TNA. And I felt like I was kind of a walking wrestling advertisement for the company. So everything I do, I felt like I had to maximize it. And I had to be memorable, even down to the point of the elimination, which that hurt pretty bad, but it is what it is. And I'm super happy that everything came off the way it did.
Yeah, when you got eliminated, I personally thought, like, aside from the finish, it was the best elimination of that Rumble because it was just so cool to see you in there with Bianca, who's like, you know, she calls herself the EST of WWE for a reason. And to see you guys both interacting, you know, two women at the top of their game, it was this like moment of, is this really happening?
Yeah, she is an incredible athlete and an incredible wrestler, and I never thought I'd be in the ring with her. Taking her finish, period. So the fact that that happened was actually crazy. What's funny was when we were playing the match, whatever, And I said, have you ever done, you know, your finisher on the apron? And she said, no, she hadn't. We went over it in a practice ring. It wasn't working. And we didn't have a chance to go out. We know that the ring aprons are bigger outside. But we didn't have a chance to go out and like feel it out. And one of the producers was like, you don't have to do it if y'all didn't go over it. And I just told her, like, do it. And if there's not enough room, just throw me on the ground. Like, just do it from the apron to the ground. And thank God that didn't happen. But I was telling the producer, like, I would do this in front of 500 people, much less 50,000 people. So I didn't have a problem with it at all. And she's an amazing wrestler. And I feel like she would have protected me regardless of if we had to do it to the floor or not.
Yes. I was like, when I was watching it, I was nervous because I'm like, first of all, like you're taking this brutal bump. But then on top of that, Bianca, we know, was supposed to be standing tall. And I was like, oh my God, what if she like loses her balance? What if she falls too? Like I was thinking like all of these things, but you guys went, I mean, you guys are pros, man.
She's so good. No chance of that. She would have been fine.
No,
she would have just, she would have fallen off the apron and landed on my body. And
I love that. You guys freaking killed it, man. All right. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, getting to do the practice and whatnot, going into the Rumble, and how quickly, you know, it's been reported already how quickly all of this happened. So when you go out there, and obviously this is your first time getting this opportunity and you're thrown out there, it's like sink or swim in the biggest possible moment. What was your expectation going to WWE to do this? And was it what you expected? Was it different? Like, what was your expectations?
I tried not to have any expectations, to be honest, because I just had no idea what to expect, even to the point of the PC. I've never been to the PC before. I've never had an official WWE tryout, so I didn't know what to expect when it came to that. But honestly, it was such a positive experience. It exceeded all of my expectations. Everybody was so much nicer than I thought they were going to be. All the girls were so great to work with. It was an amazing experience. It was really awesome.
I saw you get a picture with Rhea Ripley and you guys looked so freaking cool. Just both of you with your championship belts, you know, looking all tough and stuff. What was that like just to get, I think you said that the girls were really great, but to have those moments and I'm sure conversations and whatnot with all of these women, like, what'd you think?
I feel like we've interacted a lot on social media, me and Rhea. But one of the reasons I really wanted to take that picture was because my little sister, she's 17. She is a big Rhea Ripley fan. And I was like, I just want to take this picture and make her think that I'm the coolest sister ever.
I'm sure it worked. What did she think?
Oh, she was like, oh my God, dude. She just was like typing in all caps because, you know, Gen Z. And she's like, you're famous, famous, blah, blah, blah. She's just, it was so funny.
Your family's always going to see you differently, right? Like they just know you. They're like, Jordan Grace, she's great. Yeah, we know she's doing wonderful things. Yeah. But now you're like out there and they're like, oh, wait, what's up?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was too. My mom actually drove 22 hours to see me wrestle in the Rumble. So she's an angel.
I love that. Did you get any like feedback, any notes, any sort of feedback about your performance, compliments, anything like that?
I got a lot of positive feedback and I didn't get any negative feedback. So I guess that's really all I could ask for. And I saw, you know, Triple H saying really nice things about me at the press conference. And even, I mean, I asked a lot of people, what can I do better? And they just said, keep being yourself. So that's that.
I love that. And when you were backstage, like, you know, obviously there's a lot of people you haven't met yet or people that you knew of, or maybe you just knew on social media. For you to like be backstage, like what was that experience like? Because, you know, it's like kind of being like the new kid, right? Like we all know what it's like to be the new kid at some point in our lives, right? What was that like?
It was scary. And when I go to Impact, when I go to TNA, I don't dress up. I'm me. I wear my gym clothes. And thank God I went against that instinct when I went to WWE, because everybody shows up in dress clothes. And thank God I showed up in dress clothes. That would have made me stick out even more if I just showed up in like whatever I normally wear. And I was very surprised that so many people knew who I was. People that I wouldn't have ever expected to know me. Like I met Wade Barrett and I didn't know, we don't follow each other on social media. We don't do anything like that. That was really cool. CM Punk was back there. He recognized me from TNA. Just most of the people that I met, I feel like they knew me in some form. And I think I got really comfortable really fast because last time I was at WWE, I was an extra. So I was kind of nobody. And I was expecting that same feeling of just sheer terror. And thank God that I knew a lot of people there and everybody was so nice. So I got over that really fast.
And it's also like this testament to your work, right? Like you're out there, you're hustling, you're doing your thing, you're making a name for yourself. And when other people, you know, in the business acknowledge that and tell you like to your face, it must be a nice feeling.
It is the best feeling because it's one thing for people in your company to see your work because they're there. But for other people to see your work and to get that acknowledgement from them, like a lot of the times they actually have like gone out of the way to see you wrestle. Natalia said that her and TJ watched my match with Trinity and they loved it. And that was just like, that got me good. And cause you know, you obviously have to like go out of your way if you're not watching the product normally. And just stuff like that is, it means so much to me.
I love that, man. So I do want to go ahead and rewind a little bit here because how did you find out? Like, what were you doing? When did you find out that you were going to be in the Rumble? And what was your reaction to that?
I had just actually landed from the TNA tapings in Orlando on last Sunday. I don't remember know the exact date, but Scott called me and my immediate instinct was to not answer the call because I feel like whenever he calls me, it's like I'm in trouble for something. But I answered the call and he just asked me, how would I feel about wrestling over the weekend? And I was expecting to have a couple weeks off because TNA has set dates for their tapings. And so I just asked him, you know, for who, blah, blah, blah. And he had said, how do you feel about being in the Rumble? And I really kind of thought it was just like he was messing with me. And I said, like, did they ask? And he was like, well, no, I want you to go there. I want you to just jump the barricade. Obviously, yes, they asked. And so it's kind of one of those things. It's like, what do you say to your boss? Because obviously you work for TNA and then WWE asks if you can be in their second biggest event of the year. So I was just kind of like, well, you don't want to seem too excited, I guess. Right. But obviously it was like, so I was kind of like, what do you think? What do you think about that? But obviously I went and I wanted to represent TNA the best I could and to get more eyes on the product. And I'm really lucky that they just didn't tell WWE no, and that they trusted me to go and represent the product.
That's so cool, man. You didn't find out by anybody, like why, like specifically they made sure to like reach out to you for this opportunity?
I don't know. I don't know why it was me. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm the Knockouts World Champion. Maybe it's that, but I feel very blessed.
Man, that's so freaking cool. I'm really happy that you got this opportunity because you looked like $1 million in there. I was like, damn. I was saying this on a couple of podcasts where like if I wasn't a wrestling fan and I was just a casual tuning in to watch the Royal Rumble, I would have assumed that you were like one of the top women in the WWE. Like I would have not known any better. And this would have been just based off of your performance.
Thank you. Because I was so self-conscious. Like I didn't have time to get new gear or anything like that. So I was one of the only people that had like, I think I was the only one who didn't have like brand new gear. So I obviously was like, okay, the best thing I could do was wear my TNA colors. Cause obviously I'm a TNA rep and I made sure like my gear was pristinely washed, like had it dry cleaned. I put new stones on it.
There you go. You're good. So you put the new stones on it.
Yep. I put the new stones on it, had it washed, all that stuff. I actually had new bands made too, cause I didn't have any of those. And I had like 3 spray tans on cause I was like, I want to look dark enough. I don't wear fishnets regularly. And I was just like, the cameras might, you know, see anything. And it was just so nerve wracking, every single thing. Cause the girls there, they look so perfect. And I don't know how I can compete with that or how I can fit in with that, but I did my very best.
Well, let me tell you right now, you definitely did. You definitely competed because you looked phenomenal in there. Jordan, so I do want to ask you also because you know, you were talking about being this representative for TNA. And in the last 30 days, this month has been absolutely hot for TNA. We're talking about the rebrand back to the TNA wrestling name, Hard to Kill, the buzz that came off of that. And then now you appearing in the Rumble. When you think about like all of that, man, like how do you feel about the buzz surrounding TNA wrestling and being one of those people that is, you know, the face of the company?
You know, a lot of people work hard for a long time and things might not happen for them. I just feel so incredibly lucky to have worked as hard as I have and for it to be acknowledged. Like that's all you can do when you work hard is you want that acknowledgement and you want that trust. And I feel like I finally have that with TNA.
Now, of course, you know, we don't really know exactly like what the partnership or if there's a partnership exactly or any of the details between TNA and WWE, like we don't know about that. So with that being said, based off of your knowledge, do you think you'll be able to do any more appearances with WWE while still being signed to TNA? And even if you don't know, I'm assuming that's something you're also hoping for, right?
Oh, of course. Like if they would have me back to represent TNA, I would absolutely love to do that. And hopefully I put on a strong enough performance that'll eventually happen again.
Man, that would be awesome. All right. So I do want to go ahead and touch on a couple of other things before we wrap. Obviously, you're the Knockouts champion once again for a third time. Oh, my God. Very, very cool. Now, going into this new year as the Knockouts champ, like what are the goals for you that you just want to make sure that you accomplish? Because I feel like you've accomplished so much. It's like for you, what's left?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot left, but my main goal as Knockouts champion now, because I'm the first Knockouts champion back for the TNA rebrand, I want to have a strong enough presence and I want to do well enough that if fans tune in, they want to keep tuning in. Like that's the kind of champion that I want to be. And I want, you know, championships make a lot of people, but I really want to make the championship. I want it to be seen as something prestigious, and I want it to be something that everybody wants, if that makes sense. And that's just my goal as Knockouts champion.
I love that. I forgot to ask you, by the way, because obviously now, you know, getting to appear in the Rumble, you get all of these new set of eyeballs. What has the follow-up to that been? Like, have you seen, like, people just being like, oh, my God, Jordan, all of these new followers? Like, what's that been like the post-event part of it?
I have had to put my phone on Do Not Disturb because I think it's died like three times. If I just leave it somewhere, it'll die because I get notifications from all these different apps. And I really have been enjoying seeing all the reaction videos.
Oh, I love
from
that.
People, like, it makes me feel so good about myself just to know that. Because honestly, like, I don't know the crossover of TNA fans and WWE fans and who watches what, right? And so I didn't really expect there to be as big of a reaction as there was when I came out. So all these reaction videos have been just absolutely amazing.
I love that. I love that. Well, Jordan, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me here today. I can't wait to see you kill it in TNA and then seeing what other opportunities arise from that. Before we go, let the people know where they can watch TNA, where they can follow you and support you and all that good stuff.
Okay. So we have the TNA Plus app where you can pretty much watch everything. We're on YouTube still under TNA Wrestling. You can go to TNAWrestling.com to get tickets. We have a couple of shows coming up in New Orleans at the end of February, and you can get tickets there at TNAWrestling.com. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Jordan Grace.
Perfect. Wonderful. Thank you so much to Jordan Grace. Thank you to everybody watching, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you, everyone.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.